cash that is in your pocket can be something that you look at. If somebody gives you 5,000 naira now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you will look at 5,000 as if you've never seen money before. No, sometimes some of these things seem as if they are challenging, but sometimes they make us to appreciate. They make us to appreciate what we have. Then you can imagine people in the IDP camps, how they are feeling. Some of them have been there for 4 years. Some of them have homes, they have families. Situation and the circumstances took them to that position. You can begin to imagine. Then you can begin to imagine people don't have. So you start having a feeling. Big men, whoever you are, you're looking for fuel like every other person. So suddenly you find out that, so for people that have, there can be scarcity. You know, sometimes I sit down and look at some of these things and I put it in the right perspective. You know what I say? Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you will find out that because the Bible says all things, everybody say all things. Honestly speaking, the way you view it is the way it's going to happen to you. Say, all things work together for good. Good will come out for you in the name of Jesus. Like it has been said, we are looking at the theme for this month. Can you put it up, please? If you can believe. Now think about it. If you can believe, just think about it. Think about the way God has made us. You know, human being, the kind of things that God put inside us. Of course, we are so common. We see ourselves, we look at everything. In fact, some people are so common to themselves that they don't even value themselves again. If you know the machine that is called human being, if you know the capacity of human being, then you will realize that the God that made us the way he made us and gave us some specific instruction, understand what we have to do to survive. And that's why the Bible is not a religious book. I've told you time without count. The Bible is the book of life. It's not only the book of life, it's the book for life. It is only the book for life, it's the book to be successful in life. And after you are successful in life, it is the book that takes you to eternity. Now let's look at it. The Bible is the book of lesson 1, 2, 3. The Bible is the book of life. It is book for life. It is book to be successful in life. It is book that takes you to eternity. That's the Bible. Let me read a story just from Mark chapter 9. I read from verse 14 to 24. We have a lot to cover this morning. I'll be a bit quick. And he came to the disciples. I'm reading from New King James's version. To the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed and running to him, greeted him, and he asked the scribe, "What are you discussing with them?" Then one of the crowd answered and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son, whom has a mute spirit. And whenever it sees him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not." Verse 19, Jesus answered. Let's read verse 19 together. 1, 2, 3, go. 1. Oh, what? Generation. How shall I? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Now, Jesus expects that we solve every problem. That's the expectation. It's not a function of you are crying over anything. He expects us to have. In fact, not that he expects us to have. We have been calibrated to be able to solve any problem, to weather any storm. That was the answer of Jesus. He said, I brought them to your disciples. I expect them to do something. They didn't do it. And just answered. Now, then he brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23, I want us to read together. Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are what? To him that believes. So the question is this. The title of my message this morning is Just Believe. Just Believe. It's not just a story of Jesus doing something, acting. Remember what he said to his disciples first. It's not just a story. If you take it as just one story, you're going to miss the point and the message. Some of these stories in the Bible, there are messages behind it that you can never finish understanding. It gave us a key to living. So if you can believe, all things are possible. So therefore, we've been created to be able to believe. The question is, what do you believe? And I can assure you, everybody believes something. And your belief determines your action. In fact, some people are not happy because they believe that they are suffering. And when you believe you are suffering, the suffering increases. Life is merciless. So we've been equipped to face it headlong. People can be merciless. Can you not see where your economy is? As a nation. Everything that is happening is a function of people. And it's not only one man. It's not only the president, though. Is a function of people, congregation of people. And you've been equipped and calibrated to be able to face it. If you can believe, all things are possible. Let's do a very short English lesson. 1 second. Now, please put it up for me. Now, believe is to accept something as true. It's a singular verb. I want you to understand. Believe. You accept something as true. As true. It's a singular verb. I wish you put the two together for me. Is that possible? You can't put the two together. No, it's not. Belief is the second one. F. Check my slide. You didn't type it very well. Check my slide. Belief is the second one. Now, believe, B-E-L-I-E-F-S, is to accept something is true. One is to accept something as true, and the other one is to accept something is true. So, the second one, believe, is a plural noun. The first one is singular verb. The second one is a plural noun. And you know your English, you know what a verb is. I know what a noun is. So when I read the Bible, you understand what happened. B-E-L-I-E-V-E-S is a verb. The other one is a noun. Believe. B-E-L-I-E-F. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. Please, let me ask you a question. Is that not simple enough? But the question is, what do you believe? All of us believe something. I can assure you, all of us seated here, we believe something. And our belief determines the way we do everything that we do. But I want to encourage you today, as I'll be ministering, what do you believe in? And I'm going to tell you what you should believe in. And I know you know. The first one, believe in God. That's my number one point. Believe in God. Why do you have to believe in God? God is the source and foundation of everything. And everything and everything is the source, is the foundation. So believing in God is just that we are constantly connected to our source. Since we know that in Him all things consist. So we have to believe in God. Now, Romans chapter 4, verse 18. I read from your version. There was no hope that Abraham will have children. But Abraham believed God and continued to hope. He did what? There was no hope for him to have children. There was no hope. Doctor's report, zero. No fallopian tube, no womb, no, and I don't know. There was no hope, so to speak, for both Abraham and his wife. And that is why he became the father of many nations. As God told him, you will have many descendants. There was no hope. But something gave Abraham hope is believing God. Because let me tell you something about what it means to believe. That we say is an action word. Your belief determines what you say. Determine the way you think. Determine the way you act. In fact, your belief determines the way you spend your money, the way you relate with people. It's your belief. Everything that surrounds you in life is a function of what you believe in. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, say, blessed are the peacemakers. What would they call them? What would they call them? The sons of God. So, when you believe God, you'll be a peacemaker. So, everybody calls you the son of God. So, what you believe determines your action. What you believe determines the way you talk. What you believe determines the way you think. Your belief determines the step that you take. It propels your action. What you do. How you do. The way you respond to situation. The way you talk to people. The way you think. In fact, it's your belief that shaped you. That will shape your life. Abraham believed God. He had a problem. There was no solution. There is no solution. But God told him. And he believed what God said. As the source of everything, as the creator of heaven and earth, he believed God. And the Bible records that it was imputed for Abraham, Genesis 15:6, for righteousness. And he called Abraham, the Bible records that Abraham became the friend of God for believing God. If you tell somebody something and they did not believe you, can they ever be your friend? If your children did not believe you, Daddy, we are supposed to pay our fees next week. He said, don't worry, I will give you. And he come the following hour. Daddy, what about my fee? Sir, I will give you. Come the following hour. Because the son did not believe you. Peradventure, you have failed before. Abraham believed God. And it was imputed to him for righteousness. That is positive. Hebrews chapter 3. Let me read from verse 7. I read King James' version. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts,
as in the provocation.
You know what they call it? You know, do you know that people can provoke God? The provocation. The death with God. People say, people can deal with God, though. These people dealt with God. As in, they say, the Bible called it provocation. They were provoking God. Provoking God. In the day of temptation, in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, God, you know, the Bible says he does not do with temptation. People can tempt God, though. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Is that not enough to believe somebody? I don't want to go into detail because we are still going far. When they crossed the Red Sea, they were singing. They were singing. Immediately something else happened. God is not in view again. Immediately they saw that problem, they'll be singing. Once something happened, God is not in view again. Are you like that? Say no. You know what happened? If you can't believe God, how can there be trust? How can there be a relationship? When it is, when it's only sweet, when things are going south, you say, God, where is your face? God, what is happening to me? Now, there can't be relationship. There can't be trust. How can you be his friend when he cannot trust you with a little problem? Oh, we can talk about Anna. Yes or no? It's good. It's a good story to tell. If there is no Anna, how are we going to be encouraging people that are waiting? Somebody said, who sinned? He said, the father or the mother or anybody. He said, nobody sinned. But for the name of the Lord to be, can your life glorify God? Or it only had to be pepper soup. And he said, and jollof rice. When you have garri and one cube of sugar, you can't put it inside the garri because it's not going to catch it. You have to put garri separate and put the sugar separate. But sugar must be from here. Garri has to be from here. You can't mix it before or else nothing will happen. Can you still believe God? Hello? I don't know if you are in church. Hello? Do you know what I'm talking to you about? Anybody can be dancing. Things are getting better. No. Men of spine, men of faith, irrespective of their standing. Okay. Maybe you and your friend or something, things are going on for you, things are working out, and they are suddenly things are not working again, and they're not picking your calls again. Can you trust them? You don't know that God will prove us and prune our heart. Oh. People don't know. Can I send you an errand? What can you sacrifice for me? Praise the Lord. Are you in church? I say, praise the Lord. Believe in God. 40 years, verse 10. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts. Not in their hearts. See, oh, heart that you are looking at me now. I don't know what is going on. They err in their hearts. The computer of heaven is connected to our hearts. Some people say, no, I'm not going to church. There's no clinical. I'm not going. There's no. No. In their heart. Some people say, no, I will go to church. Things will happen. And things will happen for them. Look, it is not when it's rosy. It's rosy in galaxy. Then we have to become your rosy in galaxy. That's not all. Galaxy, la why? Sure, keep going. Some of you remember this song. So, no. I'll be honest with you. Let me ask you a question. What have you sacrificed for God in your life? And what are you sacrificing for God? You know, when we get to heaven, there will be reward. They look at people of sacrifice. People that have said no to some things, no to this, no to this, and say yes to Jesus. Do you know what it means to believe God? You believe God and follow God. One scripture, if he slay me, I will do what? I will serve him. here in the hand, and they have not known my ways.
So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Ah, that will not be your portion.
My brother, let me tell you something. Let me preach the truth to you. Let me tell you the truth. He said, they will never enter my rest.
Verse 12. Then he gave us a warning. He said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil what?
Of what?
Unbelief. That is the noun.
So what is that unbelief? What did he say about the unbelief?
You believe that. In fact, they have concluded it.
It's not about the verb again. It's a noun.
Not that as true, that it is true. That God is not faithful. They have believed it as it is true. Unbelief.
In departing from the living God, you will not depart from God. I say you will not depart from God. Listen to me, my brother, my sister. All this one that they are doing, forget it. Leave them. Just believe. Just believe. Don't let all these challenges send you out of the house of God. Don't let it send you to go and be doing what you're not supposed to do. Don't let him send you to become an unbeliever, to become a sinner. Never.
Believe in God. Praise the Lord. My number 2 point, believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Don't forget that everything has a source in God. Everything has a source in God. You will now know the reason why you must believe yourself. If you don't believe yourself, nobody has a right to believe you. If you don't respect yourself, nobody has the right to respect you. If you don't love yourself, nobody has the right to love you. If you look down on yourself, you are an endangered species. You are very dangerous. People have to run away from you. You are looking down on yourself. They must run. In fact, you are not supposed to have too many close friends. They can be friends from afar. Eh? What you are saying concerning yourself, can you imagine? Some people, they carry themselves, they crucified. I say, move away, move away, move away. He has problem. Do you know why you have to believe in yourself? Eh? I will show you. Look at it. Psalm 139, verse 14. Now, see what you must see yourself. Oh, I will praise you, for I am fearfully. And what? Hey, do I project it for me? I will do what? I will praise you for me. Please praise God for me. Say praise God for me. Oh, people. So that is the challenge. If you understand what the Bible is saying, hey, so you will now be telling this man that is fearfully and wonderfully made, you will be giving me a report that is not my own. It's a report of the enemy. Some of you, be careful the way you categorize your children. Olodo, no, you are committing error. You say that concerning your children, you are committing error. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and what? Wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my soul shall do it. Should do it, know very well. You don't believe in yourself. Can you ever believe God? You don't believe in yourself, you are talking down yourself. In fact, some people are thinking down themselves. Some people say, I don't know. I can't say it to myself. They say, I don't know if I can ever make it. Some people are saying, I can never get there. Some I say, for yourself, nobody can, no anointing can help you. In fact, the greatest anointing in the world can never help you. You don't believe yourself. Who should believe you? Philippians 4:13. Even if you have an issue, he gave you an advice.
I can do all things. How many things? How many things? All things. Through what? That strengthened me. And that is the person you are not believing? Habba! Hey! Simeo! Hey! What are you talking about? Hey, me! You don't know somebody. Me? I'm somebody. Oh, what is one? You don't know. You don't have a clue. Me! Me! Forget it. Okay, if you chop this scripture, you chop the first one and you chop the second one, and you still don't believe in yourself, can you ever say you believe God? When God created a product and you don't believe what God has created, it's faithlessness. You don't have faith. So your experience have cultured you. They have done, like, honestly speaking, you will come for deliverance so we can panabit your brain, your mind. You know, deliverance is panabiting. We panabit it spiritually. So we turn you back because experience of life. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Then if you have a challenge, you say, I can do all things. Through who? Who do what? Who strengthens me? You are not a weakling. Tell somebody you are not a weakling. You can't be. How can you ever be a weakling? How can you ever be a weakling? Who says? When Jehovah has not spoken. What are you believing? What nonsense thing are they saying about you? What name are they calling you and you are believing them? Believe who? Say, which report shall you believe? When they work on your mind for you to believe in yourself, in some errors, they know that you are locked up for failure. That's what Nigeria wants to do to the mind of people. And I choose not to believe them. Who says I cannot make it? They are who? Who is speaking when Jehovah has not commanded? Let me tell you something. Like they said it, all resources of the world. God is the cattle, owns every door. The heart is Lord. And what? And what? Tell your neighbor, go and make demand. Say, make demand for dollars. You are not hearing me. Okay, I've heard you. Don't believe in yourself. What you've been talking? Maybe nothing. Nothing. What are you talking about? They are who? Parents, please raise your children to believe in themselves. Don't be talking down on them. Because they've done, some people, because they fail exam, instead of which you go and look for money to pay for another one, it is the money that you have a problem with. And you are using all this nonsense talk. Be careful. You don't have money. Go and look for it. That's why you have children. Oh, you're a man. What did you say? How about Joseph Kilofeshi? Then some people, it's not as if their children, they don't even know how to train their children to pass exam. So don't talk down your children because they've done something wrong. No, you know what happened? They will not believe themselves. They will not have self-confidence. I know that you didn't do well, but I know you can do it. I trust that you can do it. But we do something different. We do this, we do this, we do this. If you don't start saying that to your children, they will grow up not to believe in themselves. You strengthen their mind. That's your job. Parenting is not that you are giving them food in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. You carry, you put something inside their head. Seminar, long way. I don't know how to teach anybody book, but when I talk to you, you will know book. Honestly, I don't teach them book, but I will talk to you and you will know book. I'm the kind of teacher that I am, you will never believe it. I will talk to you. I will do analysis for you. You will know book. Flavor. I know she's in church. You are there. When she wanted to sit for jump, I told her, it's me and you in this house. I said, I told her that it's not only that you know book, you pass, and I will give you the strategy to pass the exam. He said, yes. I said, yes. I just started with that. Eventually, I told her, we are going to get past result for the past 20 years. Put computer on the table. Where's that it? I said, the question are always similar. Don't you have break? I go for 20 years, for any years. So she did the first one. She got a very low mark. She was almost crying. When I came, I said, are you serious? Shut up your mouth. Because of what? It's just first attempt. First attempt. You can't, you should do. So second attempt, third attempt, fourth attempt, fifth. And you know, with me, you attempt 100 times. So I know they give up. I will not teach you, but I will talk to you.
And I will tell you the reason why somebody that goes to work for 8 hours and you are reading for 3 hours, you can't match up. When I'm going to work, I say, how many hours am I going? He said, 8 hours. I say, by the time I come back, I give you just 1 hour break. You know why? Do you know why? I don't want to pay for another, we don't want to pay for another term. So we better work hard. I condense my work together. Praise the Lord. You have to believe in your children. You have to help them from now. Don't talk down on that. I don't care what. Some people have some caustic mouth. The way they address their children. Hey, you'll be asking them a question. This is your children? Because of one stupid anger, one spirit, we cast it out. You know, the more you talk down on them, the more you talk down on them, the more they lose self-confidence. They lose self-confidence. They lose everything. Prop them up. You can do it. It can happen. You can do it. I remember when our daughter, she did a pre-degree to do a particular course. So she put in at the university, and eventually they didn't admit her for that course. And she called me. She was when she called me, she was her mouth was shaking. I said, shut up with your mouth. Shut up. So if you don't do another, I didn't know other courses. She says, give me a break. Go and think. I said, call them and tell them that this day. And she called. He said, Daddy, I said, that's what you are talking about. All this, you'll be crying for what? Crying over what? Are you not supposed to have challenges in life? Waiting you did, what are you talking about? The first thing I asked, I said, are you a baby? That's the next question. Immediately I said, are you a baby? We crying like a baby. I'll go and give feeding bottle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The third one, believe in your dreams. Hello? I can't hear. Hello? Hello? Believe in your dreams. And it will tell you the principle of believing in your dreams. You know what? People don't understand the way this thing works. So it not be the way they think they work. It's different though. I think Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. He said, if you can confess in thy mouth Jesus or believe in your heart, you will be saved. Let me read it correctly. Romans 10:9-10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, here, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For what? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Heart. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For your dreams, both of them must go together. They're like a combination fried rice. You know fried rice? Not like jollof. Listen to me. With your heart, man believeth unto what? Righteousness. When you believe and you are not confessing, you're only 30%. Because there is none that is going, you are not speaking anything about your dreams. Yeah, I believe. And you're not talking. No, it doesn't work. You say, if I say something will happen, it must happen. If I say something will happen. Okay, let me ask you a question. Americans, they have what? They have big mouth, yes or no? What do they have? They don't have small mouth. Here in Nigeria, they say, you know, all these small, all those adage, stupid adage, Ishweni, Tobarita, because in those days, they don't even understand. All these small yams, they can use it in their hand. Can you imagine? The yams are very small in those days. And they are no more than this. Okay. Abuja yam. Kilo fe dabo. Wawa canopy gun. So, do you want the small yam? They call it kokoro or Abuja yam. Which one do you want? If you want Abuja yam, everybody have seen it. With a heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Believe in your dream from your heart. But that is not enough. What did I say? Oh, you are not listening. What did I say? Excellent. 1 Samuel chapter 18. Let me read from this. I'm reading the Message version. People don't understand this principle. If I tell somebody, something will happen. Something must happen. If the thing did not happen, you cannot get there. As they returned home after David had killed the Philistine, the women poured out of all the villages of Israel, singing and dancing, welcoming King Saul with tambourine, festive song, and lutes. In playful frolic, the women sang. Look at this song. Saul killed by 1,000. David killed by 10,000. They throw it. They throw it inside you. The universe must hear your voice. Yes. The next thing, they will bring challenge. But you know what happened? If this is your dream, you will now understand what happens. It's your dream. Now, you must speak it to the universe. They must hear your dream. This made Saul angry. Not only angry, very angry. Message version. He took it as a personal insult. Personal insult, not only. But don't ever forget that in 1 Samuel chapter 17, God had taken the kingdom from him. Let me tell you, some men that will carry the banner of God, they are bold men. They are fighters. They are strong men. They are men that are fearless. They are men with spine. They are men that are not running under bed, they are not afraid. The wicked man flee where no man is, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Boldness is the rule of the game with God. Since I started my business, since the thing was going, see, adversary, enemies, yes, they must come. And they will know the God that you serve. How do you think Saul will respect David? How do you think Israel will respect David? Is there only one victory? Just sling something and kill somebody. Is that the only way? No. How will he win the heart of people? There is a process. You want to eat your cake and have it in God? It doesn't work. Yeah, you have to pass through the crucibles. You have to bring yourself to the scene. If David did not do it, the women did it for him. These are the women he wants to lead, yes or no? Are they not part of the society? They created, what did they create for him? Adversary. So the thing came out fast. You know that when you put, when you put a snake in someone, when you put fire, what will happen? It will come out ferocious. It's good to come out, but else it will be hiding for you. So you can kill it. So I won't be hiding. They credited David with 10,000 and me with only thousands. Before you know it, they will be giving him the kingdom. From that moment on, Saul kept his eye on David. We did not give him the kingdom. They must. You want to reign? You want to be more than conqueror? You don't want anything. Your dreams are inside you. You are not saying it. If I say, somebody will catch my dream. That is why it's not coming to reality. If somebody will catch it. Okay, let me say somebody catches. Let's say it's a business enterprise. When will they not see it? It will be inside you. Why will you not have the building? 4 stories, 10 stories. And they'll be talking all over town. Look at him. Look at him. And the more they talk about that, they come against you. They come and you stand. The Bible says, when the enemy shall come like what? Like a flood, the Spirit of God will do what? Raise a standard. It's a principle. Believe in yourself and believe in your dream. With a heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Say it with your mouth. Confess to fulfillment with a mouth. If you believe in now, you do not confess, you will never be born again. You will never be saved. Let me give you my last example. Genesis 37 from verse 5. Dream. What do you do with your dreams? Now, Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him, even the more. So he said unto them, please hear this dream that I've dreamt. There were sheep binding sheep in the field. Then, behold, my sheep arose, also stood upright. And indeed, your sheep stood all around and bowed down to my sheep. Number one. And again, the brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him more for his dreams and for his words. Dreams and words. If you believe something, you will say it. Americans, they have big mouth, and things happen for them. Nigerian, we don't want to say anything. No, if you say it, no. They will eat my dream. If you say it, something will happen. If you say it, they'll believe it. If what you believe, that will happen. If we say it or not, when we did not see it, suddenly things are working for you. You bought a brand new car. We did not see it. We did not see it. You build a house. We did not see it. So they will see it that way. It was God that put the dream inside Joseph, yes or no, inside him. But for Joseph to believe the dream, he must say it. And he said it to his brother for that matter. Now, then he dreamed still another dream and told his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his brother, and his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this? Is this dream that you have dreamed? Look at what the father said. Shall your mother that is dead? The mother had died, yes or no? She is still bowed in the spiritual. Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? And his brother envied him, but his father kept the matter in his mind. Let me ask you a question. Is it not good that they envied him? Was it not the envy that made them to sell him? To where the dream will be fulfilled. All your adversity, they are pushing you to where your dream will be fulfilled. If you say you don't want adversity, who are the people? They push you like you are on a roller coaster. If you believe your dream, that's what they are doing for you. Pushing you. Push some of you. You say, hey, God, now I have to be fasting and be praying. They are pushing you. Now look at what they are doing to me. I have to be praying more. They are pushing you. I have to see God more. They are pushing you. They pushed him for the dream that he had. If he didn't tell them the dream, you know what they will be? All of them will be together at the same level forever. Tell them your dreams and change level. Say, I will change level. You don't understand. Say, I will change level. I will change level. You don't have an apology for changing level. It is your dream. And they sold him. And they helped him to fulfill his dream. Some people that thought they were doing you harm, you know what they are doing for you? They are sending you towards the place of fulfillment of your dream. Will you not shout hallelujah? I can't hear. Will you not shout hallelujah? Will you not shout hallelujah? Listen to me, my brother and my sisters. You only have to believe. To him that believeth, all things are possible. Number one point, believe in. Number two, what's the third one? Believe in your dream. When you believe in your dream, you will share it. People will know. You will tell it on the rooftop. This is what I will become. This is what will become of me. This is something. This is something. Some people say, shut up your mouth. Say it, your dream. They come after you. They push you to the fulfillment of your dream. Later in life, they came. He said, we are sorry that we sold. He said, no. No, my brothers. No. God has put you together. It was designed. And let me tell you something. Remember, Joseph had a dream at what age? He became a prime minister at what age? So there's a gestation period for your dream. But if you truly have a dream, let me tell you something. Dream is protective. It protects you. The dream from God protects you. They will never be able to harm you, no matter what they do. Dream brings favor. Check it out. It brings favor. Dream brings speed. Dream. In fact, the grace of God surrounds dreams. and the mercy of God surround dreams. So please, please, and please, keep dreaming. Good morning, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, the Bible is the book of what? And book for? And book for? And leads us to eternity. I will rise and worship God this morning. Can we appreciate God this morning? And tell yourself, I believe in God. I believe in myself the way God has made me. I'm not looking down on myself. And I believe in my dreams. I want to confess it to yourself. I just say it with your own mouth. Yes, I believe in God, my maker. I believe the way God had made me. I am above and not beneath. And I believe in my dreams. Father, we are grateful to you this morning. Father, we thank you. Thank you because of the season that we live in. Thank you because of your word that you sent to us. That God's darkness may cover the people, but our light will shine. I pray everyone will shine in the name of Jesus. Lord God of heaven in Nigeria today, let this be our best time. Let it be our time of prosperity, our time of advancement in the name of Jesus. We worship and adore you, Lord our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Can we share the grace together?